Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the seventh para was recited. In the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks that when Dawud was given to the Christians and they heard the commands of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, their eyes started tearing, coming down with tears. They realized that this was the truth. The ulama have mentioned that every Muslim must look at himself. How much do we cry when we hear the words of the Quran Sharif, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These were non-Muslim people, but when they heard the truth, they started crying. So also we should try to create within ourselves this quality of crying. When a person is reading the Quran Sharif, if not crying, at least we can try to imitate like we are crying. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in deen, whatever is halal, we must not make haram. And whatever is haram, a person mustn't make halal. Keep everything in its bounds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain things which are completely haram. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that khamar, wine, alcohol, and anything which covers the person's mind, in today's time, drugs, wal maisir, gambling, wal ansab, idol worship, wal azlam, all kinds of arrows, divination, seeing the future, fortune telling, horoscopes, all of these, rijisum min amali shaitan, they are all filth and dirt, napak, impure. It's an action of shaitan. فَجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Stay very, very far away from it, so you will be successful. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan only wants, أَيُّقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَى. He wants to create amongst you people enmity, hatred, with regarding to wine and gambling. And he wants to prevent you from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and performing of salat. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَوُونَ. Are you going to stop? Stay away from this. Follow Allah and follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And be careful. Stay away from all of this haram. If you turn away, then remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given his message. He has fulfilled his duty and responsibility. You will be in great difficulty and problems in this world and the year after. Regarding gambling, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people used to gamble. They used to get no benefit at all. All the money used to go in charity. But still Allah says this is an action of shaitan. Gambling is not permissible in any form whatsoever. In today's time, you get all lotto and all other kinds of gambling. The person must stay very, very far away from it. Insurance also is one type of gambling. It has two elements, one of riba, one of interest, and on the other side, the ulama said there is gambling also. The element of gambling is found in there. So all of this also is found. It's an action of shaitan. A person must stay completely far away from it, and then in this way, a person will be successful. Shaitan wants to create enmity amongst people, hatred amongst people, in all of these things, and prevent a person from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salah, and many, many other things also in today's times. Example like sports, the same illat and cause is found there. A person is stopped from the zikr of Allah, from salah. It creates enmity amongst people, countries and nations. Hatred is created. So that's also a person should stay very, very far away from it. It's also a risk in amal shaitan. It's also fault. It's also an action of shaitan. If one is a person is playing sport for his own health reasons, for to get exercise, and he's exercising himself, that's no problem at all. And he's following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all this international sports and playing for countries and going for all of these matches, this will not be correct at all in the least. But thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah ta'ala tested them. And this is for us, all of us, that till the day of Qiyamah, Allah will test a person in different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when you will go for Hajj, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the animals. It came right in front of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When a person is in Ihram, he cannot hunt. But the hunting animals came right in front of them. With their own hands, they could actually catch it. With their spears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are giving you an examination, we are testing you. The Bani Israel, the Jews, the animals were far away, but they made hilas and tricks and tried to make what was haram, they tried to make it halal and tried to win those things. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they passed with flying colors. The animals came right in front of them, but still they knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. They abstained from catching those animals. Allah ta'ala says, we are giving you these examinations, and every human being will face this examination. Today one person gets a prey, one woman comes in front of him, she hands herself over to that person. Thus Allah ta'ala says, لِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah is testing you to see who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the unseen. Allah is watching a person, and a person has got this reality within him. So sometimes haram goods will come to a person. Sometimes a person has got a cell phone right in his hands. He can watch all pornography. These are all examinations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to test a person to see who will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَمَنْ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. If you exceed the bounds, you fail your examinations, you will fall into great difficulties. عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Severe pain, painful punishment. In this world also, you will fall into problems yourself, and you will destroy yourself in the life of the akhirat. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned certain things which are halal, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person mustn't ask too many questions. Yes, some of us here have mentioned that a person who asks too much, then he doesn't generally do anything at all. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they asked less, they spoke less, but they were prepared to accept sami'na wa ta'ana. As soon as we heard, they obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Mufassirin say that those people who are talking all the time, very seldom amal, very little bit of amal and actions they do after the day. So Allah is encouraging us here that rather do practice more and speak less. This will be much, much more beneficial for a person. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in great detail. In this world, the miracles which Allah ta'ala granted to him, the blind people who were born blind, they came right, they could start seeing again. Those people who had certain skin illnesses, they became right. Those who were dead, they got life again. This was all by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were miracles. The Hawariyin, the companions of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, made dua. They asked Isa alayhi salam, make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must send one Dastarkhan from the sky. We want to see a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for them. But he told them that after this, if you will make nashukri, you will be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will get a very, very severe punishment. So therefore a person, the ni'mat and bounties of Allah ta'ala, as our Hazrat mentioned, that this was a spiritual, a physical dastarkhan which came from the heavens. But Allah has given us a spiritual dastarkhan in the month of Ramadan, the tilawat of Quran, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many, many other bounties Allah has given us. So a person must appreciate this year. It must not be because of our unappreciation that Allah ta'ala's punishment comes upon us. And thereafter, the ending, Allah ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, where Isa alayhi salam will be crying for his people, that, oh Allah, if you punish them, then they are your servants. But if you forgive them, then you are the most powerful, you are the most wise, you can forgive them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the day when no person's, nobody can, يَوْمَ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ, those who spoke the truth, this will benefit them. A person must speak the truth, and the greatest truth is La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will benefit a person completely. And because of this, he will enter into Jannah. Allah will be happy with them, and they will be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah An'am. In this surah, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially about the Majus, the fire worshippers, and those people who used to believe in two gods. They used to believe there is two gods, one creator of good and one creator of evil. They are two gods. So Allah is the creator of good, and like Shaitan is the creator of evil. There's two gods. They used to have different names for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah refused them completely. Allah is the one who has created samawati wal ard, the heavens and the earth. Wa ja'ala dhulumati wal nur. He is the one who created darkness, and Allah is the one who created light also. Allah is the creator of every single thing. And our Hazrat mentioned that some people in today's time, or some of our people also, they've got this wrong aqidah and belief that Satan is the creator of evil and Allah is the creator of good. This is completely incorrect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. So these people had this funny kind of belief. So Allah ta'ala refutes it. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person must travel in the earth and go and see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala punished the people in the past. We must go around and take lesson. Whatever a person sees in life, he must open up his eyes and take lesson. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala in great abundance. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If any difficulty afflicts a person, there is no one to remove it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If Allah ta'ala grants you any kind of goodness, Allah has full power over everything. So a person must realize every single thing comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will want to desire to come back in this world, he will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the fire of Jahannam. He say, I wish I could go back, and I wouldn't have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would have accepted iman, but then it will be too late for a person. When a person was living in this world, he said, in hiya illa hayatun ad-dunya. It's only this worldly life. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. We won't be resurrected after this year. I can't believe there's a life of the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, remember the time when you will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala will ask, wasn't this the truth? Was this not a reality? He will say, definitely. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a person into punishment because of this. Allah ta'ala says that we must not become deceived by this worldly life. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ. This worldly life is nothing but play and a pastime. وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. But the life of the year after is far, far better for those people who have got the quality of taqwa. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Can't you use your aqal, can't you use your brains and your mind and ponder and think about these things? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in life, there are many people who will go away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah will make some difficulties come upon them in life. Some problems will come upon them. And the whole object of this problem is لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. So that a person can humble himself, turn more and more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So problems will come in life, but Allah ta'ala is testing a person. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Why don't they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when difficulties come to them? But unfortunately, if their hearts have become so hard, and Shaitan beautifies for a person evil actions, a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala gives a person leeway, gives a person chance. Sometimes Allah tests a person even more, that after the difficulty, Allah gives him goodness, lot of ease. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah opens up doors of every kind of goodness for them. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Now when they are happy and enjoying themselves with what they have been granted, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will catch hold of them and they will be completely destroyed. So having bounties and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a sign that Allah is happy with a person. When Allah has given a person bounties and a person uses it in the correct ways, then this is a ni'mat and a bounty of Allah ta'ala. But when Allah has granted a person abundance of dunya, things of this world, and he uses it in the wrong way, then this is not a ni'mat, it's a niqmat, it is a punishment. Oh, Hazrat gives a beautiful example, like a person has got cheese and he's giving it to the parrot. The housewife, she's giving it to the parrot. She likes the parrot, that's why she's giving it to the parrot. But there in the house is also a mouse, a rat, and the same cheese, she puts it on a rat trap. And the rat comes out now and it sees the cheese there. And it says that housewife likes me so much that she's giving me first grade cheese and is enjoying the cheese. But eventually what happens? Suddenly the trap comes over the person, over the rat, and the rat is completely destroyed. So if Allah gives a person a ni'mat, sometimes it's because Allah likes the person like the parrot. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala is using it as istidraj, as a chance, and Allah is going to destroy that person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away your ears, if Allah Ta'ala takes away your eyes, وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ, He seals up your heart. مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ, which God and deity is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it back? So a person must realize that Allah has got full control over these ni'mat and bounties of ours, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the full ikhtiyar and choice to take it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ, the keys of the unseen is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only He knows it. Allah knows whatever is in the oceans, Allah knows whatever is on land. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ, whatever leaves fall down on the ground, Allah knows about it. There is one seed in the darkness of the earth, anything which is wet, anything which is dry, it is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is that being, يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ مِنْ نَهَارِ, He is the one who gives you a small death at night when a person goes to sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows exactly what you are earning in the day, what actions you are doing. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect a person. There is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there He will inform a person, فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, whatever actions you have done in this world. So a person must prepare for the life of the hereafter. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that sometimes when people are sitting together and they are discussing about deen, the matters of deen, about the Quran Sharif, and they have got no knowledge about that there, then immediately as a person is sitting in the group, فَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ, turn away from them, go away from that group, never sit in such gatherings where people are speaking about deen, they are mocking deen, or they are speaking from their own rai, their own opinion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who speaks with his own rai, with his own opinion about the Quran Sharif, even if he's right, he must prepare his place in the fire of Jahannam. Because we cannot speak from our own opinion regarding matters of the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala says, you are sitting in such a gathering, make sure you wake up and you walk away from there. وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ, if shaitan makes you forget, then the minute you remember, فَلَا تَقُدْ بَعَدَ الذِّكْرَ, don't ever sit after you remember. As soon as you remember, you understand, I'm sitting in the wrong gathering, wake up and go away from there. Especially when a person is speaking about aqidah, matters of beliefs, or is starting to mock any matters of deen, a person should abstain completely from there. And similarly included in there, a person shouldn't watch television at all, it's completely haram. But even worse are those programs on deen, in the name of Islam and deen, that a person's whole aqidah and belief structure is completely destroyed. A person is reading books and magazines, and in many of these books and magazines, there's poison placed in there. It's Shia books, whatever. And the person's whole iman is destroyed because of that. We should always ask the ulama kiram before reading any book, is this book suitable to read or is it not suitable to read, so that a person's aqidah and belief can be saved. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in great detail, the father of Tawheed. Ibrahim alayhi salam looked around and he saw the sun, he saw the moon, he saw the stars, and he realized that they've got no power at all in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi, I turn my face and attention only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the heavens and the earth, and I do not turn to anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will never ever take any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this was the way of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and about 18 Anbiya alayhi salam's names are taken here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people who you must follow. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ, these are the people who Allah guided. فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also follow in their footsteps, in the path of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam of the past. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked to follow in the path of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to a greater extent, we also must follow in the path, in the way of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that it's easy for us to follow them. Just to follow the kitab becomes difficult for a person. He cannot understand the laws. But when you have an example, then it becomes easy for a person to follow. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, together with the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of Allah is very very important. This Quran Sharif we have given you, أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ, very very blessed kitab, مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ, and it makes the tasdeeq, it verifies all the past kitabs, whatever knowledge was in there is also found in the Quran Sharif. And the Quran is a means of guidance and warning. Ummul Qura wa man hawla, the people of Makkah Mukarramah and the people around the whole world. The Quran Sharif is to warn them, to save them from the life of difficulty in this world and the year after. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who believe in the year after, they have got two qualities. One quality is they believe in the Quran Sharif. They've got full yaqeen and conviction in the Quran Sharif. And the second quality of a person who believes in the year after, he is very, very particular about his salah. He's looking after his salah, he's safeguarding his salah, the times of salah and the postures of his salah. He's looking after it very, very well. Coming to the end of the para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, every single person will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone. And he will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the things of this world, what he had, he will leave it behind his back. And he will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only with his a'mal and his actions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some signs of his qudrat and his greatness, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different things. The dead, Allah takes it out from the living. And the living, Allah ta'ala takes it out from the dead. From the dead chicken, egg, Allah ta'ala takes out the chicken. And from the living chicken, Allah ta'ala takes out the dead egg. From the sperm which is dead, Allah takes out a human being. And from a human being, Allah ta'ala takes out dead sperm. From a person who is a kafir, a disbeliever, Allah ta'ala takes out the person of iman. A person who is spiritually alive. And from a spiritually alive person, a believer, sometimes kuffar and disbelievers are born. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created stars so he can guide people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings in the most fascinating way. Allah is the one who sends down from the heavens water, and then all different plantations come out. And from there a person sees, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at these fruits, the different colors they come. The water is one kind of water. The ground, it is no color in the ground, and it's one kind of ground. But from that water, from that air, the same air, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that water down. It has got no taste, it has got no smell, it has got no color. But what beautiful plants come out. The different colors they've got, different smells they've got, different tastes they've got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Unzuru ila thamarihi idha asmara wa yan'i." Look at these fruits, when Allah ta'ala produces them, and how they are cooked, and they become most perfect. First you see they are raw, and then eventually it just becomes, after 2-3 days, you see the color comes into it, and the sweet taste comes into it. Who is the one who puts the sugar in there? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person must see all of this here, and call other people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you are calling them, then do not speak ill of their gods. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. When you are calling other people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak in a nice way, encourage them. But do not start speaking ill of their gods, start swearing their gods and their idols, whoever they are worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the result of this is, they might start swearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are the actual cause of it. So a person has to be very, very particular. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, never ever swear your own parents. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, O Nabi of Allah, how can a person swear his own parents? It's impossible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you must not be the cause. You swear somebody else's parents, then they swear your parents. So you are the actual cause of the person swearing your parents. So in this way that you are swearing, similarly you must not swear the gods of others. We can explain to a person that this is wrong, it's incorrect. But a person doesn't have to use vulgar language, harsh language. This will have more ill effects compared to good effects. We must follow the tariqah and the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving da'wah. Inshallah this will have a very, very great effect upon a person, and people will accept Islam. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بوصية نوح ابنه؟ قالوا بلى. قال أوصى نوح ابنه فقال لابنه يا بني إني أوصيك باثنين وأنهاك عن اثنين. أوصيك بقول لا إله إلا الله فإنها لو وضعت في كفة ووضعت السماوات والأرض لرجحت بهن ولو كانت حلقة لقصمتهن حتى تخلص إلى الله. فذكر الحديث رواه البزار. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ عنہم کا ارشاد ہے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم کو فرمایا کیا میں تم کو نوح علیہ السلام کی وصیت نہ بتلاؤں جو انہوں نے اپنے بیٹے کو کی؟ تو صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم نے کہا ضرور بتلائیے. تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ نوح علیہ السلام نے اپنے بیٹے کو کہا اے پیارے بیٹا میں تمہیں دو کام کرنے کی وصیت کرتا ہوں اور دو کام کرنے سے روکتا ہوں. تو میں وصیت کرتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ تو میں وصیت کرتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ کی پس بے شک اللہ اس کو روک دیا اس کو رکھ دیا پس بے شک اگر اس کو رکھ دیا جاوے ترازو کی ایک پلرے میں اور آسمانوں اور زمین کو دوسرے پلرے میں تو اس کا پلرہ بھاری ہو جاوے گا اور اگر تمام آسمانوں ایک حلقہ ہو جائے تو بھی یہ پاک کلمہ ان کو توڑ کر اللہ تک پہنچے بغیر نہ رہے گا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, should I not inform you of the advice Nuh alayhi salam gave to his son? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, definitely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nuh alayhi salam said to his son, O my beloved son, I advise you to do two things and to abstain from two. I advise you with the recitation of La ilaha illallah. For if this kalima had to be placed in one pane of a scale and the entire heavens and earth in the other, the kalima would certainly outweigh it. And if the heavens and earth were to form a ring around the kalima, it would cut through and proceed to the throne of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The entire hadith has not been mentioned for the sake of brevity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, should I not inform you of the advice Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave to his son? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, definitely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nuh alayhi salam said to his son, O my beloved son, I advise you to do two things and to abstain from two. I advise you with the recitation of La ilaha illallah, for if this kalima had to be placed in one pane of a scale and the entire heavens and earth in the other, the kalima would certainly outweigh it. And if the heavens and earth were to form a ring around the kalima, it would cut through and proceed to the throne of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The entire hadith has not been mentioned for the sake of brevity. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میں دانے ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب غل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا الہی عطا و ذرہ درد دل کے مرتائے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دون عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتاوم رکم مید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا نہ تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد صبح میرے نا کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئیدم تابت جانا چنی می بائیدم غالی بی بر جذبائے مشتری شاہ در در ماند گارا و آخری اے خدا ای بندنا رسوام کن گر بدم من سر من پیدا مکن کیا مجھ پر نظر نہ ڈالی جائے گی کیا مجھ پر نظر نہ ڈالی جائے گی کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی بتا دے اپنے ہستی کو چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.